Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus is alive. Amen. The glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself, the only true God, and His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we are, as always, so grateful to be yours. Wonderful Jesus, reveal yourself to us as only you can, and reveal to us your glory, your majesty, your power. Amen. The glory of the Lord is the answer for mankind, for every individual person. If anyone ever wonders, what's the real answer? It's Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, and going deeper with Him, and when someone does, they experience His glory. That's what human beings were born to do, is to fellowship with Him. Amen. The chief end of man, the supreme end of man, is to know Him. Jesus called Him the only true God. And in that verse, He says, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So, having that direct, personal, you might call it even a secret relationship with God, that's the real answer. And at the same time, we stay in good relationship with all people. We are made to also be in relationship with people. I think that's why the second commandment, Jesus said, is related to the first commandment. And if so... We can almost forget our perceptions of Christianity, of religion. We can forget ourselves. In fact, we're to die. You know, if someone dies and loses their old nature, Jesus called it losing themselves for the gospel, lose their old nature. And Jesus described it in several different ways. He said, take up your cross, follow me, which is referring to us dying, putting our old nature to death. He also said, hate your life. That's one of the last things that He said in His ministry on the earth as a man. So all of this, to summarize it, is we die, and that's forgetting ourselves, you know, if we die. So then we experience Him, the glorious, only true God. The greatest offer and only offer made to mankind. It's so incredible that and the heart of it is He, so wonderful, glorious, majestic, awesome, powerful, and so many other superlatives. We could have an entire series on every thing that Jesus does, the different aspects of what He does. We could have every one of those series or teachings could last for years and years and years of that Jesus loves, Jesus saves, Jesus heals, Jesus redeems, He delivers, He blesses, He forgives, He gives. It goes on and on. And to think that Jesus is the exact representation of God's nature. He's the express image of the invisible God. He's the brightness of His glory. He's the God, the Father, has put everything in Jesus Christ. That's, I think, another way to say it. He's put everything in Jesus Christ. To think that Jesus left heaven, came to the earth, lived as a man for 33 years, died for the world. That's the very heart of God for the world, that God loves the world. And we see also, I'll try to finish with this because I want to keep this short today. But if Jesus died for the world, well, then all the other things are similar, aren't they? You know, that he saves, that he gives himself, he gives eternal life, he gives, he said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. He gives in so many ways. It's just, you know, so, but I'll finish. The glory of the Lord. That's the level. That's how we walk with him. And that's how, when we begin to experience him in that way, then we find that it's easy to walk with him. He wants to make it easy for us. He wants to make it glorious and wonderful and adventure and even fun. Yes, fun. I mean, you know, there's a great man of God one time said, I'd rather have the anointing than the whole world with a fence around it. Like, the anointing, that's the presence of Jesus. This presence, this, oh, hallelujah. The anointing is the presence and the glory of God. That the actual a great man of God, a different great man of God, says it's tangible, it's touchable, it's feelable, it's knowable, it's the presence of God Almighty. To think that he offers this to every person. And okay, so that's the greatest thing, is the Lord himself. And let's remember, he's one. The Lord your God, the Lord is one. So the Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, they are all one God. Okay, so awesome. And similarly to what I said a few minutes ago, well, he's so awesome, everything that he does and gives and offers to mankind is also good and great and wonderful and awesome. He created all things that are good and perfect, and he gives them even to unbelievers. So he created, you think of anything good, he created it and gives it and offers it. And I want to even say the things that are somewhat taboo subjects. You know, examples of the good things. Well, the intangible ones are some of the greatest, right? Love and faith and hope, peace and joy and happiness and purpose and harmony in relationships. And oh, he gives family, he gives friends, he gives, you know, there's no end to what he gives. You understand, if he gives himself, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, if he gave Jesus on the earth to mankind, and Jesus came and died for the world, there's no end to what he will give, okay? He offers an eternity in glory. But on the earth, he offers all these good things that I've just mentioned, and spiritual things in the spiritual realm, things in the natural. Okay? Sunlight, food, water, music, worship music, all these things. The ability for us to worship and have these wonderful worship songs. Sex. God created sex. He created the idea. I mean, what a tragedy that many of these things have been twisted. Okay, and even we as believers, sometimes we let those things, they impact us. We think, oh, well, this is, let's let the Holy Spirit give us a fresh, mainly fresh revelation of Jesus Christ, but also that revelation that old things have passed away, all things have become new. And that newness, how glorious that is, that God would offer Himself and offer us the opportunity that we can die, that we lose our old nature, that He forgives us of our past. We all have failures and failings and shortcomings and sins. And to think that God offers forgiveness, another thing that He... an incredible offer. Of all these things, the greatest is His presence. I said I was going to finish, and I kept going because I want to at least try to build hunger in anyone who will listen about this glorious presence, which is the fire of God. We see in these wonderful visions of Jesus and of the only true God on the throne. His throne is a fiery flame. Its wheels a burning fire, and a fiery stream issues from His throne. And there's rainbow above the throne like an emerald. And before His throne, a sea of glass like crystal. And around the throne, these angels so glorious. You understand? Here's the whole key. When someone meets the Holy Spirit, they will never be the same. They will only want Him. He's Jesus, okay? That's what humans were born to do. The glory of the Lord. This Jesus in Daniel, that vision of Jesus, that many believe it's a vision of Jesus Christ before He became Jesus Christ, and named Jesus Christ. In Daniel 7, I believe it is, Daniel 10. Okay, here's the verses 5 and 6. I lifted my eyes, and a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with gold. His body was like a precious transparent stone. His face like the appearance of lightning. Some translations say, like the sun. But the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and feet like burnished bronze in color, the sound of his words like the voice of a multitude. This is the Lord Himself. Many believe that this is a vision of the Lord Himself, and he's, of course, permeated and covered with His glory. That's what causes these, his face to shine like the sun, his eyes like flames of fire, his arms and feet like burnished bronze in color. You see that's like a, oh, hallelujah. And so there's this mystery as we go deeper with Him, and in the three realms of prayer, where we can begin to experience the glory of the Lord through the Holy Spirit. Amen.